Thank you, sweetheart. Well, it's a privilege always to be up here sharing God's word. It's not sharing Al's word, it's sharing God's word. In the manifestations, I heard two words with all the other good things that confirm what I'm going to share with you guys this morning. One was strength, and one was moving. So, you guys ready to get into God's word?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a good yeah out of that one. Be strong and don't stop is the title of my sharing. And it's a segue from Bob's sharing on staying the course a couple of weeks ago. Also, Barney Barnhart shared last Wednesday that when we are run down, we don't have that strength, we're missing that strength, and we're lacking that strength, that there are some side effects, such as becoming grumpy, been there, done that, or intolerant, I've really been there and done that, or how about the lack of spiritual vision? Being strong also includes one's focusing on a particular situation. You may not think of it that way, but it is. To stay focused on something, you need to stay strong. Physical and mental strength has some five senses similarities, as we'll see. Now, I want you to allow me to share an event of both physical and mental strength that I drew on to complete and stay the course. Back when I was in the Navy, this is 78, I was still in the Navy, we had news of an arsonist burning down the Old Globe Theater in Balboa Park and severe fire damage to the Aerospace Museum. Well, when I heard that, I said, no problem, San Diego kicking the funds to rebuild. Well, to my surprise, no, they weren't. They needed private donations. And so I thought to myself, what can I do? You know, well, I'm already serving my country, but what can I do? So I thought, what about if I grab my 10-speed, not 21-speed, not carbon fiber, a steel 10-speed my father bought me from Sears, and ride to wherever and get people to pledge for every mile I pedaled or rode? I said, yeah, I'll do that. Right away, I thought, I need a partner. I don't want to do this alone. Not to mention, God is our partner, right? And I thought of the perfect candidate. A gentleman on my ship named Larry used to ride his 10-speed to and from work every day. So he knew a little bit about doing that kind of thing. Myself, I was an avid runner. So I was dependent upon my strength. But it's a different set of muscles that you use. Anyway, I approached Larry and I said, hey, Larry, explained to him what I was going to do. How about joining me? And he says, let me think about that. So a day went by, and then he came up to me and said, yeah, I'll join you. And his first question was, and it's natural, where are we riding to? Didn't tell him. I said, I haven't figured it out yet, but I'll find a place. He says, okay. So we got everything together. And I said, but before we get started, I need to promote this tour or this ride so we can generate funds. On the ship, I'll tell you the sum figure at the end. We raised $1,000 just from the sailors on the ship. Then I went to the newspaper, then the Union Tribune. I don't even know if they're still around. We got an article written up on what we were going to do in the Union Tribune. Then I went to the radio stations, got a little blurb on there. And then finally, I contacted the television stations, and we were invited to appear on a show that some of you may or may not remember. It was called Sun Up San Diego. I don't know why I remember the host, but it was Jerry Lee Bishop and Danuta. Anyway, we were invited to go on that show, so we went on the show on TV, and they had our bikes, and they interviewed us, and so on and so forth. So after that, I said, well, it's time to get this thing underway. So there's a three-day weekend coming up, and I said to Larry, we're going to start off from Balboa Park, where the incident happened. We get up there, and we left approximately 6:30 in the morning. Well, there was the news media up there, people from our ship, to give us a send-off. And so off we went. We finally get to Encinitas. And remember, when you drive to L.A., and most of us have, you're on the freeway. And the freeway is level, smooth, and it gets you from point A to point B. There's none of this. We're not on the freeway. We're on the coast. And you know what we ran into? A bunch of this. When you start out, no big deal. We're strong. But after a while, they're like Mount Everest. They really are. So we get to Encinitas, and again, what are we riding to? I said, yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. So we're still riding, and we get further up the coast, and we finally reach Camp Pendleton. So we go to the main gate, and I told the Marine on duty, hey, we're going north. We need to come out on the north end of Camp Pendleton. Can you tell me which road to take? He goes, oh, yeah, take this road. So we did. But I noticed that the west was getting farther and farther from my vision. I said, something doesn't seem right. So there's this little firehouse. And I rode up to it, and I asked the guys there, hey, this is what we're trying to do. They kind of chuckled and smiled. He says, you're 6 miles out of the way. I said, no. So he said, don't worry. Get on this road, turn around, and go, and you'll be fine. So we did. We come out of Camp Pendleton, and again, where are we riding to? I said, I guess now is the best time to tell him. I said, to my father's house. He goes, oh, great. He's going to be waiting for us. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, where does he live? L.A. He goes, what? L.A., are you crazy? A little bit, but no. I said, Larry, we can do this. We can do this. We can't. I said, yes, we can. And besides that, the wave of support is so big, there's no turning back. I said, I told you to bring a supply. The ship gave us a small backpack with some supplies and cash. So off we go. And he said, man, I don't believe I said yes to this. I said, Larry, we can do this. So we're going. Remember, we left at 6:30 in the morning. We finally get to a little less than halfway, which is San Clemente. And we were tired, but two things kicked in right away with me anyway. And one was physical. My physical strength was saying, no, these legs aren't pedaling another mile. You're stopping right now. We're done. That's what my body and my muscles were saying to me. And I said, no, I'm pushing. We're not going to stop. We are not going to stop. So I got past that pain, and we started riding and riding and riding. And then the mental thing kicked in. My mind was saying, no, your muscles already say we're not going. Now we're telling you, you're not going any further. And I told her, I looked at Larry, and he was fatigued. I said, Larry, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. And we pushed past that. So eventually nightfall fell. And we're still like 40 miles away from reaching my father's house. And he kept on saying, it was funny, he kept saying, are we almost there? Are we almost there? I go, we're almost there, you know. And finally, another 10 miles away, you said we're almost there. Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there. We go through Long Beach, and finally we get to San Pedro, which where my father lives, and get there and said, hey, Dad, no time to talk. We're going to crash. Wake us up at 2:30 in the morning. He goes, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. So we're all in our gear. We just plopped. 2:30 in the morning comes. He wakes us up, and it feels like we were asleep for 5 minutes. So we gingerly get on the bike and start heading back towards San Diego. Well, when all was said and done, we made it. We made it. We made it. People say, why did you do that? I said, it's like the mountain. It was there. And so we raised $5,000 on this trip. And the reason and the point I'm trying to make by bringing up this story, and you'll see a photograph of what we looked like back then, was, yeah, you can say, oh, my God. That was the ship that I was on behind us, and that's Larry. What's that? That's me, right here. Come on. The slogan I chose was Pumping for the Old Globe. I thought it was appropriate. But the reason I bring this story up is because it involves staying strong and not stopping, whether it's a physical situation or spiritual. God gives us the strength that we draw on to do things in life. And this, to me, was a good thing. And so we completed the course, and like I said, we raised $5,000, and it was just a total, total adventure. Now, how about Peter walking on water? Did he stay strong with his focusing, staying the course, and not stopping? No, he didn't. Why? Because his strength on focusing was sidetracked by the circumstances around him. He walked for a little bit, but it didn't last. When Jesus Christ was going to endure all that he did and finish at the cross, did he stay strong and not stop? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thankfully, yes. What did he draw his strength from? He drew his strength from what lied ahead for you and I, and for doing and choosing to do his Father's will. Was it rough? Oh, we can only imagine. But he stayed the course. He was strong and didn't stop. Look what we have today because of his life. We believe that Jesus also is staying the course with his return. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So right now, I would like to look at some verses of Scripture pertaining to this topic that I would like to share with you. And for that, I would ask you all to turn to Galatians chapter 6. And when you get there, we're going to go to verse 9. Galatians 6, 9. And some of these I'll be reading out of one of my favorites, the NLT, some out of the King James. But Galatians 6, 9 says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up." Plain and simple, if we don't give up. Go to the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, please. As I go there, 2 Chronicles and chapter 15, let's look at verse 7. "Be you, ye," however you want to say it, "strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." There's going to be mornings when you wake up and says, "I don't feel like speaking God's word today. I'm tired. I had a long day yesterday and stuff." Stop it. Stop it. God's not saying do 100 push-ups when you're witnessing to someone. He's saying open this and your heart. Be strong. Don't stop. And you will get the rewards for doing that. In 2 Chronicles, as you're there, let's go to chapter 4, please. We're going to start in verse 13. Second Chronicles 4:13. It says, I'm sorry, back up. These abbreviations threw me. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. 2 Corinthians 4, and again, starting in verse 13. "But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, 'I believe in God, so I spoke.'" 14. "We know that God, who has raised Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory." Isn't that what we want? Right? Look what he's done for us and he's doing for us. Verse 16. "That is why we never give up. We never give up. Though our bodies are dying." Look, these things, we age. We all age. Not like wine, but we all age. You know, we get fatigued. "But our spirits are being renewed every day." That spirit with us is like a loaf of bread in the oven every day. You pop it out, smells good, tastes good, feels good. That's what our strength is drawn from, is that Holy Spirit that dwells within us. So don't try and do it by yourself, because you can't. Remember who's tagging along with you. God in Christ in us, right? Verse 17, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last again forever. And verse 18, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now, but rather we fix our gaze on the things we cannot see. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Amen? Now, let's go to the Old Testament, and please go to Isaiah chapter 40. See, the situations that we find ourselves in that don't rub us right are problems. The next day when you wake up, they're gone. They're done with. But the blessings that God gives us and that spirit that we can stand on, another way of saying being strong, is with us every day, even when you're asleep. Okay? So we want to wake up with that spiritual gusto, knowing that I'm good, Father. I'm good. And thank you for doing what you do for me, especially the things that I'm not even aware of, for keeping me strong and helping me not to stop. So, in Isaiah 40, we're going to go down to verse 29. He gives power to the weak. How many of you have ever been weak? Okay. And strength to the powerless. Verse 30, even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord, as we see up here, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, when eagles are doing this, it taxes them. It's energy. It's power they have to exude. But what else can they do? They can glide. They can glide and just take a little break. Well, the same with us. When we do things, we have to use our energy, whether it's mental or physical. But there's going to be times when we're going to spread our wings and glide like the eagle. 2 Timothy chapter 2, please. God has given us so much to draw strength from that we need to tap into that every moment of the day, especially when we're not feeling up to it. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, Timothy, my dear son, be what? Strong. Through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. And verse 2, you have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. So we've got this ball rolling of sharing God's word. Then we share it with others, especially those who are trustworthy, because they can rise up and be leaders also. They can rise up and be right here where I'm standing and share God's word. They can rise up and share the word at their jobs, at the supermarket, at the park, wherever. But that's what we do. We continue this going so that others can be involved in God's family. Once upon a time, we were those others. And now it's our responsibility, and I trust pleasure, to deliver that message to others so that they can rise up also. Staying in 2 Timothy, let's go down to go to chapter 1 in 2 Timothy. Chapter 1 in 2 Timothy, and go down to verse 7. Another familiar verse, but we need to remember this. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear. And what does fear do to people? It makes them weak. It causes you to, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, that's too big for me. All right? But, the opposite of that, but of what? Power. Power, strength, one and the same. Okay? And of love, and of a sound mind. I needed all those on my bike trip. I needed all those on my bike trip, you know, because there was many opportunities for me to just say, you know what, Larry, you're right. Let's turn around. We're done. But no, we pushed. We pushed. We pushed. And God gave us the physical strength and mental strength we needed to complete the course, to stay the course, to be strong and not stop. And what happened? We did it. It was a feather in our cap, but we helped raise a little bit. It was a fraction of the money they needed to restore the old globe and the Aerospace Museum. But we felt good about what we did, you know, and that's what it's all about. So, there, no matter how the world tries to flex its doctrinal muscles, we must stay strong and not stop doing God's will and sharing God's good news to the world around us. We already have seen in the Word of God how His grace will reach many. We just read that. As we share or teach God's Word, there will be those who are inspired to also rise up and teach what God has put on their hearts. What has God put on your heart? If it's making you feel like you know it should, then don't you want to share that as opposed to talking about a movie that's at the theaters? Don't you want to share that as opposed to, look what I did over here? Yeah, I would hope so, you know. And people need to hear that. They need to be inspired. Because this world is every day, bombarding us with all the junk, with all the tragedies, with all that stuff. But we know who the author of that is. So how do we deal with that? We tell people how good God is. How much strength He gives us so that we don't stop. We don't stop. We must keep in mind that it's the strength of the Lord that we draw our strength from. Look at what Joshua commanded his captains to do to the kings. In, if you would go to Joshua chapter 10, please. As I go there. Joshua chapter 10. And let's look at verse 24. In Joshua 10:24, it reads, "And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and you know what they did? They put their feet on the necks of those kings. Verse 25, "And Joshua said unto them, fear not." Fear, I'm going to step on a king's neck? Yeah. Yeah. "Fear not. Fear not. Nor be dismayed." Be what? What?
Strong.
Yeah. Strong. Be strong. "And of a courageous. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight." Remember, the battle is the Lord's. But there's people that want to fight you or debate you on whatever it is. But you know what? You tell them, no thanks. No thanks. Look at 1 Corinthians, please. And in 1 Corinthians, look at chapter 16 and verse 13. The common thread with all these verses that we're looking at is to be strong and not stop. They've been exemplified by the acts of those in the Word and commanded of us by our Almighty God. And not just commanded of us, but telling us not to fret, not to fear, not to be dismayed, because He is with you and I. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm sorry, chapter 16, starting in verse 13. "Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith." Firm is another way of saying stand strong. Stand strong. Is God's word trustworthy? Absolutely. Is God's word strong? Absolutely. So draw strength from strength. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything with love. It doesn't mean you take out a whip and you're strong. No. You do it with the love of God in your hearts. And that's always going to be a winning combination, as we see day in and day out. We must also remember being strong and not stopping is not about being prideful or a macho thing. Okay? But we do everything with what? The love of God. Right? And I know you all have the love of God in your hearts. I see it when you smile. I see the Christ in you when you smile. Right? That's what resides in us. Now, our closing verses. And for this, let's all turn to Psalms 31 and verse 24. Yeah, there's a wealth of support from our Father in His Word. And when you read it, you'll run across that. You'll see it. Because God wants the best for us. He would never give you something you can't do. He will energize you, okay? Not like the bunny with the drum, but God will energize you with that Holy Spirit in your lives. So in Psalms 31, 24, it reads, "So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord." If that isn't a confirmation of what we can do and what we have, don't know what is. Another verse that I wanted to close in, a verse that's very familiar with us, but we need to see this. We need to see this. And that's going to be, if you will, go to Philippians. And Philippians chapter 4, and the good old verse 13. Let's all say this together, okay? Here we go. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Right? Why would God have that in His Word if it wasn't true? That's where we draw our inspiration from. That's where we draw our strength from. We don't hesitate. We step out when we believe those things. So, my closing comment is this. When we are weak and not feeling strong, God's not going to send us to the local gym. He will send us to His Word, where we will draw our strength from to keep on going on and on and on. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for, again, giving us that strength, giving us that wisdom, giving us that power we have to do Your will and to help one another here, Father, that in our hearts it's built up and strengthened so that we don't stop doing what's right, so that we don't stop listening to You, so that we don't stop following through what You would have us to do. Father, every day is a new day, and it's an adventure for us, Father. So I just thank You for each heart here this morning and for what they can do for You and for each other. For God, our Abba Father, we draw the strength, we draw the power, we draw the ability not to stop from You. Amen?
Amen.